April turned out to be the cruelest month for some American cities. Murders spiked in Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, and Chicago. Here in D.C., 14 people died in 2 weeks. It sounds like a page right out of the crack wars of the early 1990s, but criminologists say it's not. The only national crime trend right now is that there isn't one. NPR's Laura Sullivan reports.
Criminologists love trends. The economy goes bad, robberies go up. Drugs flood the streets, people turn up dead. But for almost 5 years now, crime in U.S. cities has defied logic.
You get some that are down dramatically, some that are even, and some that are dramatically worse.
David Kennedy directs the Center for Crime Prevention and Control at John Jay College of Criminal Justice. He says crime has become a local phenomenon. 1 year, violence in St. Louis spikes. Chicago enjoys a record low. Then it flips. Or take one city. A few years ago, Cincinnati seemed headed toward a spiral of violence. Now its murder rate's been cut almost in half. The reason, Kennedy says, depends on each individual place, which makes finding national solutions difficult.
If you're in Orlando and your homicide rate doubled, you don't really care that it's been offset by Omaha. The fact is, we're in the middle of a slow-motion train wreck.
The biggest problem with localized violence is that its effects are often felt statewide or nationally. There are prison costs and overcrowding, failing educational efforts, and increasing gang violence. Effects, Kennedy says, can be hard to see and harder to quantify.
We're just so used to it, and we're used to these side effects. If the only question we're asking is it getting worse? Then a place that's terrible but not moving is okay. And that's ridiculous.
It's not just urban areas either. Last year's statistics show sudden crime spikes are just as likely to hit counties or rural areas. Often it's a small number of people who are responsible for the majority of crime. And when it comes to gangs, it can quickly spiral out of control. Experts call this the respect culture, where six people end up dead because someone stepped on someone's shoe and then everyone has to retaliate. Criminologists say they're growing concerned these localized spikes could soon become widespread. And spring and summer have never been good times for crime. Historically, violence goes up when people come outside. Then there's the state of the economy and the prevalence of handguns and hundreds of thousands of people returning from prison. Criminologist Alfred Bloomstein at Carnegie Mellon University says the list of warning flags is even longer than that.
The increasing outsourcing of jobs, low education, the diversion of police to dealing with terror incidents, and the reduction of federal money certainly doesn't bode well and could be a precursor.
The good news is that crime may not be heading to your town this summer. The town next to you, though, may be in trouble. Laura Sullivan, NPR News, Washington.